Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already. I'll give you new interviews just like this one every single week at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and I do hope you leave a review and give the show a rating while you're at it. Those always help out a ton. We've had some great guests on lately. In fact, we just talked to the crew that plays Happy Gilmore's sons on the new Happy Gilmore 2. We also talked with Kyle Newacek, the director of Happy Gilmore 2. Michael Clifford of 5 Seconds of Summer was here. Caroline Polachek, Allison Goldfrapp, Ben Folds, the cast of Zombies 4, Wet Leg, Renee Elise Goldsberry, Lucy Dacus, Seth MacFarlane, Shirley Manson, Mark Hamill, Finn Wolfhard. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Luciani Buchanan. She's got one of those faces that instantly makes you think, wait, I know her from something, which is fair. You probably do. The New Zealand-born actress got her starts as a teen on Filthy Rich and Power Rangers, then pivoted hard into prestige with Netflix's The New Legends of Monkey and The Night Agents, which she's got a lot of acclaim for on The Night Agent. She's got that rare combo of classic screen presence and the modern grits. And in 2025, she steps into epic mode, co-starring in Chief of War, the Apple TV Plus historical drama created by Jason Momoa, shot on location in Hawaii, told from an indigenous perspective. The series casts her as this queen who helped unify everything in Hawaii, a high-ranking chiefess. You know, the kind of role where your costume includes actual volcanic ash and your dialogue occasionally involves throwing shade in ancient Hawaiian. In fact, we got to talk about all of that, discovering her character's legacy, making a spiritual pilgrimage to the queen's birthplace, and learning that endangered Hawaiian language for the role. In fact, Luciani also reflects on how the project connects to her short film, Mother Tongue, and we talk about her experience on set with Jason Momoa that involved a lot of apple boxes to make their height difference a little less noticeable, and the importance of telling these stories from an indigenous perspective. All that and more. Let's jump into it. We're talking Chief of War on Apple TV+. It's Kyle Meredith with Luciani Buchanan.
Hello, how are ya?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Yeah, good. It's a beautiful day. Can't complain. Also, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You got to do like, what, an 8-hour junket for your birthday? That's a way to spend it.
And then a premiere afterwards. 3,000 people. Turn up.
Yes, there's worse ways. Yeah. Well, let me be one of those thousands of people to go ahead and congratulate you. Because Chief of War, I mean, this is beautiful, right? What a beautifully shot, what a beautifully acted, what a beautiful story.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It's so let's hear a bit about it, because it's based on true events.
Uh-huh.
The unification of the islands, what we now call the Hawaiian Islands, but from the indigenous perspective, like, how much did you know this story going into it?
Oh my gosh, I was saying yesterday, I had no idea about Hawaiian history at all. I, you know, had visited on holiday or vacation, as you guys say, and I had heard of King Kamehameha because there's schools named after him, and I've seen statues, but I didn't know about his legacy and how he's one of the greats. And so when the audition came up, this character was there, and I was like, I have to be a part of this. Apple TV's making it. Jason's making it. Is this a real thing? I can't believe they're, you know, funding a Polynesian historical drama. Like, this feels surreal. Mm-hmm. And then I got the audition and just deep dive into this character. And then I just became obsessed. I was like, I've never read something like her before. And, you know, fiction, nonfiction. And I spent about the whole weekend, you know, decoding this audition side because I had no idea what they were talking about. And once I got the role, I ended up coming to Hawaii and kind of island hopping, researching. And the more you know, the more amazing it is. I think our show only scratches the surface of that history. And I think it's awesome that the show exists because I hope that people out there will look into it by being introduced to the history from our show.
And we'll be right back right after this.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Lucianne Buchanan.
It's interesting the way you talk about like finding out about her and how it just keeps building and everything. Like, what is it about her? Because again, you do have this, she's a real person, right? So you're yes. portraying it, but it's not like you can jump on the YouTube and like you still have to create some of this.
Yeah.
Like, how did you find your way into her then?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was exactly that. You know, Google can only give you so much. I went to certain local libraries on the Big Island here in Oahu, and I would find these books set in this time, but I would find maybe two or three pages on this character. And I'm like, seriously? Like, she was pretty iconic and very, very well known. Because most of the history books focus on King Kamehameha, and all I could find was, you know, she was the favorite wife, and some of the explorers' journals, George Vancouver just spoke about how beautiful she was. And I was like, there's got to be more. I need to find out more. So I managed to find historical sites on the island where her birthplace in Maui.
Is the cave, right?
Yes, the cave where she was born, which is a crazy story in itself.
I heard you just say something like you took like 3 hours of trying to find it and then just accidentally ended up there anyway.
Yes, I Googled it, found a website that had a picture of the cave, and I was like, I have to go there. And then I never found that page again. And I went through my Google history and I was like, did I make that up? I swear there's like the specific photo that I saw. And she's from Hana in Maui, which is on the east side. And there's this famous road to Hana. I don't know if you've ever been to Maui, but it's a 3-hour drive of like twists and turns. So you're just the whole time like stressed out because it's just a cliff. And eventually made it out there, talked to locals. And I was like, hey, do you know of this cave? And everyone gave me different answers. They're like, maybe down the road, like over here. And
like when they say maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Try it. Yeah.
And I was like, I've driven down this road 5 times. The locals are now looking at me really strange. Also, I stuck out because I rented a Jeep Wrangler that was bright red, which screams tourists. And then I was walking around and I just said, you know what? I drove all this way. It's probably not gonna happen. That's okay. I'm gonna go for a swim. And so I kind of walked past this couple and I was like, can't swim there. That's a bit creepy. They're having a little private moment. And so I continued to walk for another 10 minutes and I found it, strangely enough. And I couldn't believe my eyes. It was just, there was no like beaten path, and no,
Oh, I would say a path.
you'd say path. Path for me. I'm changing, Kyle. No.
It's happening.
And I'm a Kiwi. I'm a Kiwi. And I just kind of took off my hat, took off my shoes, and like set my intentions for playing this role, and just kind of let her spirit know that like I might not be the right person to do so, and maybe not the last person to do so, but I wanted to honor her in the best way that I could. And I had this really spiritual moment where, yeah, the trees started to shake and the wind like picked up, and I was like, no, this is a bad sign. I'm the wrong person. And then it just went quiet, and it was just like a really beautiful moment. And that happened very early on, before I had met anyone on the production, before I had met Jason in person, before I had read a script. And I kind of used that as an anchor point whenever I kind of got tired on set or frustrated with the schedule changing or storylines changing. I just kind of go back to that moment of being very grateful to be the one to tell her story.
And I mean, and you define it so well. I mean, again, I don't have a lot to base it on, but which sounds me silly saying that, but like, but that's it. Like you're her. That's the look in your the looks that you give throughout
Oh,
the
thank
entire
you.
series. Like
Yeah.
it's yeah,
Oh,
that's what they
yeah.
call good acting.
Oh, thank you. I'm too critical to know. I'm like, oh.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Lucy Annie Buchanan.
Now you've got to learn the language on top of it, right? It's not just creating
Yeah.
that. Like, well, you
And
got to
I
learn to ride the horse without knowing how to ride the horse.
exactly, which I would definitely lie about to get a job for sure.
Of course.
But yeah, I remember they were saying, the first two episodes is predominantly Ōlelo Hawaii, which is the native language here, which is an endangered language. And only in the past two generations have they revitalized that and have full immersion schools teaching the next generation how to speak the language. So there was a lot of pressure to make sure I did my best, not get it right, because there's so many ways of speaking the language. But that was daunting, because once I got the job, I was like, okay, I actually have to do the job now. This is quite scary. And I think it was my favorite part of the job, because it was so challenging. When you forget a line, you can't ad lib in another language. You can't just make up words or get the gist of it. But yeah, once I honed that and worked really hard with my amazing coach, Hina, I felt so much more like the character. I feel like you get deeper into that world because we're not speaking English, which they wouldn't have spoken at the time. So I think it was another gift from the show. Like, oh, I'm capable of acting in another language. Okay, tick that one.
But I want, you coming off of your own autobiographical short film with Mother Tongue,
Yeah.
like it feels like there's a lot about identity. Like, I mean, was that obvious? Is that correct?
Yeah, totally. I wrote that actually years and years ago when I was at university. I was studying psychology, and there was a class specifically for speech and language therapy. And I was like, if this acting thing doesn't work out, I could be a speech language therapist. Yeah, with the voice and, And they were looking for people of Polynesian descent who could speak their mother tongues, because a lot of patients they can't speak to. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. But first problem, I can't speak any other language other than English. And so I kind of created the story from there, and I used the study that was, yeah, the whole premise of the short film. So I literally wrote a short film about how I can't speak Tongan and then book a job where they require me to speak Ōlelo Hawaii. So it's quite funny how life works out.
Right. Just a mind trip, I think that would be on to kind of go straight, from, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, beautifully done and
Thank
completely
you.
believable. Again, it's and Jason Momoa as an acting partner, I'm guessing that's its own.
Oh my gosh. So fun. Although I required a lot of apple boxes because of our height difference, which might be obvious in some scenes and maybe not in others. But he's 6'4" and I'm 5'2", so that was an interesting. But everyone's so tall in the show, so
such a beautiful work. So I'm baited too. I need to see what happens next.
Oh, what are you up to? What episode?
No, I've watched nine. I've watched the whole nine. So.
Oh, you did. Oh, so yeah. You want them next season, hopefully.
Yeah, right. That's what I need. That's what I need. Congratulations on this, seriously. And it's so great to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yes, thank you for your time. So nice to meet you.
And my thanks to Luciani Buchanan, Chief of War, out now on Apple TV+. And thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. You can find us Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give this series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you're going to head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s, the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from David Bowie, Nine Inch Nails, S.G. Goodman, U2, Morrissey, the B-52s, Jim Blossoms, D'Angelo, Red Hot Chili Peppers, American Football, Arcade Fire, Felice Brothers, and my interview with Swedish pop star Zara Larsson. That's what you get when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.